This is Dr. Masood Shahab declaring history and physical examination on Edward Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R, Edward E-D-W-A-R-D. Date of birth is 4/16/1937. Date of service is 7/29/2024. Mr. Becker is a very pleasant 87-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, history of DVT and PE, history of fall, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of prostate cancer, status post-radiation treatment, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, degenerative joint disease, was admitted to the hospital of altered mentation as well as syncopal episode after he was in shower. Patient was brought to the emergency room. He had an episode when he was unable to talk, was able to see and hear. After 10 minutes, he started verbalizing. He did complain of some lightheadedness. He has been complaining of being fatigued. He denies any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath. He denies any bleeding per rectum, denies any black or tarry stools. Denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Patient was seen in the emergency room, was found to be in atrial flutter with variable conduction, also had elevated troponin, altered mental status, patient was admitted to the hospital, cardiology was consulted, also his creatinine was slightly elevated, felt to be acute kidney injury. Patient was hydrated. Echocardiogram was done. Was treated by cardiology, subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of prostate cancer, degenerative joint disease, history of DVT/PE, and history of fall. Past surgical history. Unknown. Social history, smoking. One to two times. Occasionally, smoking none. Allergies, no known medication allergies. Social history, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, complaints of feeling fatigue, complaints of palpitations at times, history of atrial fibrillation. denigrating history of MI or coronary artery disease, respiratory system, denigrating cough, denigrating shortness of breath, denigrating pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denigrating nausea, no vomiting, denigrating diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. In anterourinary, he does have history of BPH, history of prostate cancer, status post-radiation treatment. In logical, he does complaints of positive mental status, history of syncopal episode, no history of TIA or CVA. All of the systems history of seizures. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in HR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran on reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, status post-fall, next syncopal episode, next history of atrial fibrillation, flash flutter, next altered mental status, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease, next history of BPH, next history of prostate cancer, next DJD treatment. Patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.